This is Andrea Seabrook in the Capitol. John Kerry was here just last week, but you wouldn't know it from the ruckus caused by today's appearance. The all but official Democratic presidential candidate was constantly trailed by a rolling scrum of cameras, microphones, and reporters, all lobbing questions at the Massachusetts senator, hoping to get an impromptu quote.
Could you please expand on the comment?
Senator, who are you referring to? Liars and crooks. Who are you talking about?
Much of the hullabaloo centered around Kerry's comments uttered after a speech yesterday, apparently closer than he thought to live microphones nearby.
We're just beginning to fight here. These guys are the most crooked, lying group people I've ever seen.
Today, the leader of House Republicans, Speaker Dennis Hastert, took personal offense at Kerry's remarks. Since Kerry was in Chicago at the time, Hastert said he assumes Kerry was talking about Illinois Republicans, of which Hastert is one.
If he wants to take on Illinois Republicans and call them liars and crooks, I think he has to start talking about what he's saying. I'm not lying when I tell you that he wants to raise taxes for $900 billion. I'm not lying when he says he wants to raise spending $165 billion.
Speaker Hastert spoke after a meeting this morning with the top Republicans in both the House and Senate. They met to consider bills they hope to pass this year and to discuss John Kerry. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said Americans got a glimpse of the real John Kerry when they heard the lying, crooked comment. Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum called for Kerry to apologize just before Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston called Kerry Ted Kennedy on a South Beach diet. Alaska Senator Ted Stevens railed against Kerry's voting record on national defense issues. And Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist summed up Republicans' complaints.
Someone who has come back to the floor of the United States Senate to participate in our voting today, who wants to raise taxes, and who then wants to spend not only that money, but another $165 billion, simply seems to be not in sync, not with the United States Senate, but not in sync with the American people.
It wasn't until the afternoon that Kerry himself finally went in front of the mics and hot lights. He spoke just after a meeting to discuss legislative plans with top Senate Democrats. But the first thing reporters wanted to know was whether Kerry would apologize for calling his Republican critics lying and crooked.
I haven't said anything that's incorrect about them. Look, this is what they did to John McCain in South Carolina. They challenged John McCain's record as a prisoner of war. There is a Republican attack squad that specializes in trying to destroy people and be negative.
Kerry said he has no intention of apologizing, and he pointed out that the Bush campaign is poised to launch its own offensive.
I understand they're going to start a series of attack ads on me tonight on three topics that have nothing to do with health care for Americans, nothing to do with jobs for Americans, nothing to do with education for our kids, nothing to do with cleaner air or cleaner water, nothing to do with making America safer in this world.
Kerry spent much of the day in meetings with supporters. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus said they expect to confer with Kerry regularly about how to draw minority voters into the campaign. Kerry also met with his former rival, North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Kerry won Edwards' official endorsement, and Edwards is directing his top 100 campaign contributors to the Kerry cause. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.